Tacoma Park. The impression grew as the men investigated properties in the close vicinity of the nation's capital. Daniels reported to W.C. White and his mother. One of the finest places we have found was a place called Tacoma Park. It is on the main line of the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad running to Chicago and St. Louis. It is also reached by an electric line. It is 5 or 6 miles, 8 or 10 kilometers, from the city. It is a large wooded tract of land, lying on each side of the district line, part in the district and part in Maryland. It has an elevation of 300 feet above the Potomac. It is a magnificent place. We could purchase all the land we required at a very reasonable rate, AGD to WCW, June 21, 1903. As committee members studied the matter, their recommendation was to give Washington first consideration, but they wanted to retain the option to purchase the Fishkill property. There were many Battle Creek Adventists who were not eager to see the General Conference and the Review and Herald printing plant leave the city. 300 people had been employed in the plant. Many owned their own homes and some had rental properties. They feared personal financial disaster. Then too, the burgeoning cereal food industry, pioneered by the Kelloggs but now far beyond their control, had made Battle Creek a boomtown. But more disturbing to church leaders were the lawsuits threatened by certain disaffected members of the Review and Herald constituency. These could tie things up in legal battles for years. "We are in a dreadful place," wrote Daniels to the Lord's messenger. "God must help us. We are helpless," AGD to EGW, July 5, 1903. In agonizing words he poured out his soul. "Sister White, the hour has struck for something to be done. We are in peril. The stability of this cause is at stake. This involves the honor of God and the welfare of thousands of innocent, faithful believers in this message. Unless I am altogether deceived, we are face to face with a crisis. I want to tell you that I realize, as I never have in all my life, the need, and the value to the church, of the spirit of prophecy. The working of Satan at this present time is surely with all power, and signs, and lying wonders, ibid." On W.C. White's arrival in Battle Creek, the men hastened to the east to look at the New York and Washington properties. In spite of a pledge made by the real estate agent to hold the Fishkill property, they found it had been sold by another agent, AGD to EGW, July 23, 1903. In Washington, they hurried out to Tacoma Park and found a 50-acre, 20-hectare, block of land about a mile, 2 kilometers, from the post office. This had been developed by a Dr. Flower, who founded a medical institution in Boston and planned to open one in the Washington area. After investing $60,000 in the land and clearing it, he ran into financial trouble. It was now in the hands of a man who, although he held a $15,000 mortgage on it, was willing to sell for $6,000. Daniels wrote, "We paid $100 to bind the bargain. They praised God for his opening providence," ibid. 50 acres, 20 hectares, of well-located land 7 miles, 11 kilometers, from the U.S. Capitol, situated by a beautiful stream, Sligo Creek, for $120 per acre. In their initial planning, the brethren saw this as most suitable for sanitarium and school purposes. Recognizing the advantage of Seventh-day Adventist literature bearing a Washington, D.C., imprint, the men projected that they could also buy a tract of several acres just a mile, 2 kilometers, to the south, inside the District of Columbia, for a modest investment. Daniels promised Ellen White, "We shall counsel with you freely on this point," ibid. Anticipating an immediate move, they sought and found in downtown Washington a building with 16 rooms, just a few blocks from the U.S. Capitol, which could serve as a temporary headquarters. It seemed to be just the place. Some printing equipment could be installed in the basement and first floor rooms. They would take possession August 15th or a little earlier. Daniels went on to report to Mrs. White. There was not a dissenting voice among the brethren who were engaged in this important move. The blessing of the Lord rested upon us as we made our decisions day by day. We believe that the good hand of our God is leading us, Ibid. A new printing corporation was formed while the men were in Washington. The address, 222 North Capitol Street, would be shared by the new publishing concern and the General Conference Office. Operations would begin in Washington in 3 weeks' time, August 15, 1903. Knowing Ellen White as he did, Daniels wrote, I am expecting that before spring you will feel it your duty to come to Washington to see our situation, and counsel with us regarding the work, Ibid. He even proposed putting up on the new land a little cottage that she could occupy. These propositions Ellen White would not forget.